This is Roberta Foster. Welcome to today's edition of the Author's Corner, brought to you by KNEO 91.7 FM, The Word. Today, I welcome Grant Berry to Author's Corner. He's written the book Romans 9:1-1, which is published by Higher Life Publishing and Marketing. He'll tell you more about how to find the book at the end of the program. Let me tell you a little bit about him. He is a messianic believer in Yeshua Jesus and was born in London, England. He's the founder of Reconnecting Ministries and author and producer of the Romans 9:11 Project. He has carried this burden of reconnection from the Father for his family to reunite in the one new man between believing Jews and Gentiles in the Ecclesia Church. Grant focuses on reintroducing love and unity in the family. And Grant, thank you so much for being with us today.
Roberta, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, now I said the title of the book two different ways, and so tell us about the title and how it should properly be pronounced.
Well, it's very interesting the way the Lord gave us this title because, you know, the Word of God is like a double-edged sword.
Yes.
Hebrews 4:12. And the title for Romans 9:1-1 has two focuses. First, it focuses on the chapters of Romans 9 to 11, which speak of the Apostle Paul unpacking the complexities of Israel's journey and the connection between Jew and Gentile in the one new man, which is focused on in Romans 11. And then, of course, the second focus of Romans 9:1-1 is to sound an alarm, because this message of Jew and Gentile believers coming back together in the one new man really has been hidden during the church age. But now that Israel is coming back to life, now the nation is restored, we're beginning to focus on Israel's salvation, their spiritual journey to be restored back to the Father.
Mm.
It's interesting, Roberta, you know, in the church we often hear about what I call the first until, that Jesus will not return until the gospel has gone into all of the nations.
Uh-huh.
We don't hear much about the second until, where Yeshua says to Israel, to the Jewish people, that those that actually rejected him, that I will not return until you say, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, which means, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there is this restorative peace in Scripture. We know about Israel's judgment and dispersion, but the ancestral church, for some reason, didn't sort of get the Scriptures for Israel's restoration. And of course, we're moving into that time now. We're seeing all the prophecies about the land already fulfilled. We don't even have to pray about those anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But there are now other prophecies that talk about Israel's restoration. And of course, this is going to require, remember, the one new man was those who were near and far coming together with the believing people of Israel, who took Yeshua's message out into the nations, that God's children from the nations could believe in him and become one with him and with them. And if you look at the book of Acts, that one new man changed the world. So pretty much, Roberta, what we're focused on is helping the church to restore the former glory for the future glory that the Father is looking to bestow upon his end-time body, that Israel would be saved and that the great last awakening would bring many millions and hundreds of millions of souls into the nations, into the kingdom of God, before the Lord returns.
Mm. Well, you're using the word unity and one man, and yet we are seeing an uptick in anti-Semitism. You know, that it was growing in that direction even before the outbreak of the war in Gaza. That's going to make this reconnection and unifying a bit more difficult, doesn't it?
It does. But those of us who are true to the kingdom of God must be true to the word of God. And we have to start seeing Israel by faith as the word tells them that they will be. Remember, Romans 11:25 says, the Apostle Paul says to the church, and he says specifically in Romans 11:13, I'm speaking to you Gentiles, do not be ignorant to this mystery. As we come into the fullness of the Gentiles, Israel has experienced a hardening in part. Remember, there were those Jews that believed in him and established the church. And so it says all Israel will be saved. And so we know, and then when we look at the many scriptures, and of course in the Romans 9:1 books and the teachings and the video teachings that we do, we quote and we bring to light all of the great promises to restore Israel, to restore the firstborn into the family. And what we haven't realized, Roberta, is that the church, the end-time body, has a significant role to play in Israel's restoration, not just to release the mercy it's received as a result of their rejection, that we would now want to release that mercy back to them, but that we would also call on the winds. And so Scripture becomes, the Word of God is key to us, because God has made promises and covenants to restore Israel, and we know that our Father always gets what is written. It always comes about. And so we need to begin to align ourselves with his plan and offer ourselves in partnership to be used for their salvation. Of course, there's going to be huge resistance to this, as even as we see it in Revelation, it doesn't every nation come up against Israel. So we're beginning to see a movement. I call it, you know, when I don't know whether you've read about the fishers and the hunters in Jeremiah chapter 16. It's a prophecy about how the Jews would come back, and so we are coming into a time of trouble, I think, both for the Jewish people and also for believers. I mean, can you believe in this day, Roberta, that we're even being accused of bigotry because we're holding to the Word of God related to how it explains and unpacks sin to us? So we must be even more diligent in the church to rid ourselves of these negative influences and side with the Father, side with Scripture, and begin to pray and press in for Israel's salvation. Because as we do, we believe in the Romans 9:1 teachings, as the Lord has shown us, it's a power equation. If we want the last great harvest, we need to realign with the Father's heart to restore his family to himself.
Amen. Well, I've been talking today with Grant Berry about his book, Romans 9:1-1, published by Higher Life Publishing and Marketing, and you're listening to Author's Corner, and I'm Roberta Foster. So, Grant, give us some tips on what the church today should be doing to support Jewish people and the reconnection between Israel and the rest of the body of Christ.
Roberta, that is a great question. We have prepared the Romans 9:1-1 Project for 8 years. It's a main book, a study guide that is written in tandem with a video teaching project, similar, if you like, to the Alpha-type teaching, which is used to establish foundational beliefs in the kingdom of God and in the church. At this point, we need to have John 17, love and unity, stored in the family. And so if you go on to Romans911.org, Romans911.org, it's an introductory website to the video teaching series for the Romans 9:1-1 Project, which is absolutely free. You can click into it with your prayer groups, with your churches, with Bible study groups. And there is such a need right now, Roberta, for the church to rid itself of these anti-Semitic influences,
yes,
of replacement theology mindset,
mm-hmm,
that believe that the church is Israel without Israel. The Father needs to restore love and unity in his body so he could send the fullness of the glory on us. And think of it from a commonsensical point of view. How can the Father send release the last great awakening when his body is so divided?
Mm-hmm.
Do we not need to be restored and rebuilt first in love and unity? And of course, that's what the Romans 911 Project teachings do. They expose the way that the enemy is still fueling division and separation and using generational anti-Semitism, even in the church, replacement theology mindset. I mean, we've got a great deal of the church praying for Israel, but mm-hmm, thinking that we're going to be taken out of here and God's just going to deal with Israel on his own. But I would submit to you, Roberta, when does God ever do anything on the earth without using an intercessor? And the church has such a significant role to play in Israel's birth that has been hidden from the church age, and is now really coming to light in messages like the Romans 911 Project. So vital for us, Roberta, to allow the Father to remove, to expose these influences, wash us with his mercy, and get us ready for the plans that he has for the kingdom of God to arise and out of the darkness, and our connection to his family,
yes,
has everything to do with that. Not just for us to be connected with him and with Jesus, but also to be connected and to love his family. And if you're out there listening today, I really want you to ask yourself the question, do you love the firstborn in the family as Yeshua loved them and as he has loved us unto salvation?
Yes. Well, now that is a great question in which we're going to have to end our conversation today. But before we do, tell us, Grant, how people can learn more about your book, Romans 911, and the other things that you've mentioned that are part of the website.
Yeah. So the main book, Romans 911, could be had. We're in a second edition now. It's in a hardback. It can be had on Amazon or any other major bookseller. The Romans 911 study guide and the video teachings can only be viewed and purchased through the Romans911.org. But the video teachings are free, and we've written a study guide in tandem with the video teachings that we would highly recommend people would buy. But you don't have to buy the book in order to watch the videos.
Okay.
And that would be at Romans911.org. Romans911.org.
So one more time, the book today is Romans 911, written by Grant Berry. And we thank him and Higher Life Publishing and Marketing for getting a copy of the book sent to us today. And Grant, it's been a pleasure, and thank you for your efforts to reunite the Jewish people with the Christian people so that we can see the work of God being done in our lands.
Come on, Roberta. I loved this interview. I loved your questions, and feel free to invite me back and let's continue the conversation.
And to our listeners, we thank you for tuning in. If you missed any part of today's interview or would like to hear it again, you can now find it on your favorite podcast platform or through KNEO.org. This is Roberta Foster on the Author's Corner. Join us again next time.
The world is in chaos. You're here for a purpose. What does the Bible have to say about it all? I'm Mark Taylor, host of Crosspoint podcast and radio show, and I'd like to invite you to join me each week as I navigate the complexities of faith, culture, and personal growth. Each week, I interview a different guest who is making an impact on the culture of For God's Kingdom. Whether you're seeking spiritual guidance, true information, or a fresh perspective, this podcast equips you to discern truth in today's chaotic world. When Christianity intersects with everyday life, that's where you'll find Crosspoint, sometimes discussing the issues that some churches don't want to talk about. Look up Crosspoint with Mark Taylor wherever you get your podcast, produced by KNEO Radio and the Sky High Podcast Network.